We wrote the pages of this book with that experience in mind. We asked ourselves, how can we take the years of experience in working with some of the world's largest companies and help every company put a plan into action to make the most of fishing education? Am I a builder yet? Michelle and I started to develop a program that we implemented in a few places. The program is simple but powerful. It involves using the very tools that are used against us to empower us. We know that this concept is not something we invented. After all, there are more than a handful of companies right now selling phishing services to legitimate organizations. Many users of those products, large companies, have come to us and said things like, "We have been using this tool for a year, but our click ratios are still super high. What can we do?" Before I answer that, let me tell you a story. I remember when I was buying my first home. My wife and I were super excited as the closing approached. We were going to own a home. So I did what all men who own a home do. I bought some more tools. I went to Home Depot and bought a beautiful set of cordless tools, a saw, a drill, a jigsaw, and some other miscellaneous tools. I brought them into my house the first day and found the perfect spot on the shelves in the basement for that toolbox. There it sat for a year. Then, all of a sudden, I had to cut something. I was so excited. I finally got to use my new tools. I got the toolbox and pulled out the circular saw. I read all the instructions, including something like, "Ensure you are using the proper blade for the material you are cutting." I looked at the blade, thought, "Yep, look sharp," and cut my board. It worked. I still had all my limbs and appendages, the board was cut, and the saw didn't blow up. This process continued for a couple hours when all of a sudden the saw started jamming. It stopped cutting. I charged the batteries and I did the finger touch test to the blade and thought, "Ouch, still sharp." Frustrated, I determined the tool was at fault. Stupid saw, must be defective. Then a friend came over to help me out. He took one look at the saw and said, "Dude, why are you cutting 2x4s with a fine-tooth blade?" What? I replied. My friend shook his head, then gave me an education on blades. Why do I tell you this humiliating, emasculating story other than to point out my utter lack of manliness? To prove this point, owning tools does not make you a builder. Fishing tools are no different than construction tools. Just buying the tool doesn't make you secure, and it doesn't make you able to educate others on the fishing problem. Teaching people to fish. So back to the program Michelle and I were developing. We started to analyze phishing and security awareness programs and discovered, as many other serious security professionals have determined, that many of them were useless. No, security awareness is not useless. I'm not so naive and silly to say that we don't need awareness, but the style and method of awareness training just wasn't working. Seriously, raise your hand right now if you ever paid attention all the way through a 30 or 60-minute DVD presentation on security awareness. Okay, the one guy in the back, you could put your hand down. But as I suspected, barely a hand is raised. People tune out training if it's not interactive and quick. Marketers know this. They tell us to make websites interesting, fun, interactive, and to the point. Why should education be anything less? We started to come up with a plan to make the phishing portion of our client's security awareness interactive, interesting, and most of all, not too lengthy. This is why this book had to be written. We wanted to answer a few questions. How serious is phishing? What psychological principles play a part in phishing? Can phishing really be used as a successful part of your security awareness education? If so, how can a company implement that? Can any size business create a serious phishing education program? We sat down and outlined a book on phishing, defined our program, and formalized our methodology. We then gave a lot of thought to whether we wanted to release this to the public. After all, it took us years of work to develop our method. After we started to see how it was helping so many of our clients, we decided to write the book. On first approach, though, it seemed like a phishing book wasn't of much interest to many. At least not until the events of 2014, when phishing dominated the front pages again and again during real hacking events. Phishing